Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. Before we jump right into today's topic, let's talk about something I personally think is related, which is something called karma, K-A-R-M-A, karma. And I'm not talking about the traditional Asian way of thinking type of karma, like someone hit you in the past life so you can hit them in the next life, not that kind of karma, something else. Did you ever notice that certain situations in life would keep repeating themselves over and over again? You try to stop it by, for example, ending a relationship, cutting yourself out of a group, putting yourself into a new environment, different places and different people, yet somehow those discouraging experiences and negative feelings still got you. If you ever feel that way, here's a wake-up call. You're stuck in the wheel of karma. That's the kind of karma that I'm talking about. The thing is, this karma is the repetition of events or experiences with the purpose to heal and change ourselves, or spirituality, if you would like to call it. And these things will happen again and again until you discover the weak area of your personality or your spirit, or of your actions, until you finally understand what you need to heal, learn, or to change about yourself. So how are we going to get out of this wheel of karma? According to this video, it all starts with self-awareness. That is, keeping track of your feelings, finding the patterns, and trying to work on it. So let's take a look at today's sentences, shall we? You can analyze this data and look for patterns. Patterns are just the relationship between causes and effects, or actions and outcomes. You can use these patterns to make predictions about the future. Once again, you can analyze this data and look for patterns. Patterns are just the relationship between causes and effects, or actions and outcomes. You can use these patterns to make predictions about the future. All right, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 好，我们来看发音的部分。首先 ，you can can 这里 can 弱化成了 can。You can analyze. You can analyze this data. 影片中你会注意到啊，这位讲者他讲话比较黏，很多地方弱化，好比 this 的 th 的地方呢，它弱化的很明显，也就是几乎听不太到 th 的声音。所以你可能只会听到 you can analyze this data. You can analyze this data. OK, 它有点像是 th 的地方已经完全被前面的 z 盖掉了，所以你有一点感觉会像是听到 z 跟 is 黏起来。 Alright, 那当然你不一定要学它，你还是可以把 this 稍微照顾好一点是没有问题的。 You can analyze this data and look for 好 and 的尾音的弱化，你可能只会听到 n OK, so this data and look for look for以及 for 的 or 弱化成了一个直接卷舌的音 fur OK, look for patterns 再来 patterns are just the 还有 just 的尾音 t 弱化然后直接带到 the 所以 just the OK, patterns are just the relationship between causes. How cause 的 S 的部分呢发的是 Z 的音然后后面再一个、加上 S 所以变成 causes. OK, causes and effects. And、跟 effect 可以连起来但连之前呢影片中它是把 the 弱化的所以你只会把 and 的 n 的部分往后连变成 an effects OK 以及 effects 的尾音是 tsts 次次音 effects 再来 or actions and outcomes 好一样 and outcomes 的 and 尾音的弱化变成只有一个 n 或是一个 n 再来直接跟 outcomes 连起来变成 an outcomes好的啦 you can use these patterns, 好 use 跟 these 两个的 S 的音都发的是 Z 的音而 can 一样弱化成 can 所以念起来是 you can use these patterns to make predictions. 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 要小心中间的 D-I-C-C 的地方是一个喉咙的 K 的声音，要在喉咙深处卡一下。Okay? Predictions. Predictions. 好，以及 predictions 的尾音跟 about 可以连起来变成 predictions about. Predictions about. About.以及 about 的尾音 t 又弱化。好，我们这一部分再一次 predictions about the future， about 的 t 弱化，但还是停顿一下 about the future。好，我们 这一次句子比较长，然后要照顾的地方比较多，我们现在最后再来念一次看看。 You can analyze this data and look for patterns. Patterns are just the relationship between causes and effects, or actions and outcomes. You can use these patterns to make predictions about the futureAlright, and now let's move on to the vocabulary. 我们来看单字的部分。首先 analyze, 注意美式跟英式的写法不一样，一个是 ze 结尾，一个是 se 结尾，但发音都是念 analyze. It means to study or examine something in detail in order to explain and interpret it. 也就是分析。For example, we try to analyze the problem and come up with a solution. We try to analyze the problem. 我们试着分析这个问题。We try to analyze the problem and come up with a solution. 然后想出一个解决的办法。Come up with a solution.Alright, 再来下一个字 analysis, 注意重音在第二音节 analysis. It means the act of analyzing something, 也是分析不过是名词 And we can use the word in a sentence like, I think your analysis of the situation is quite accurate.I think your analysis of this situation is quite accurate. 我认为你对这情绪的分析蛮精确的哦。I think your analysis of the situation is quite accurate. Okay? 那么 analysis 可以用在一个片语叫做 in the last analysis 或是 in the final analysis,meaning something you say when you are talking about what is most important or true in a situation. 简单讲就是追根究底或者是总之的意思。那它会用在比如以下的句子。In the final analysis, the only people who will benefit are the people who own the business.In the final analysis, 追根究底来说呢 the only people who will benefit, 唯一能够受益的群体是呢 are the people who own the business, 就是那些老板或股东们的意思。In the final analysis, the only people who will benefit are the people who own the business. Okay? 再来下一个字是 analyst.重音在第一音节 analyst. It means someone whose job is to study or examine something in detail, 也就是分析的人或化验师、化验员。直接提供几个common phrases, 比如说 a financial analyst, 金融分析师、金融分析家，或者是常听到的还有 a system analyst, 也就是系统分析师 Okay, a system analyst. Okay, and next we have analytical. 重音在中间 L 的发音位置 Analytical. It means examining or using logical reasons to examine things very carefully. 也就是分析的或是善于分析的。For example, Sherlock Holmes is very analytical. Sherlock Holmes, 福尔摩斯, is very analytical, 善于分析,他很会分析。He possesses an exceptional analytical ability. 他拥有一个超乎常人的分析能力。He possesses an exceptional analytical ability. Okay? 再来我们来看 pattern.Pattern. It basically has two meanings. 它最常见的有两个意思。一个呢就是 a particular and regular way in which something happens. 也就是一种模式。For example, if we can see the repeated patterns that are holding us back, we can change our future. If we can see the repeated patterns, 如果我们能够看见那个不断 重复的那个模式 repeated patterns that are holding us back, 使我们裹足不前的这个模式。We can change our future. 我们就能够改变自己的未来。再一次 if we can see the repeated patterns that are holding us back,We can change our future. 如果我们能看见使我们裹足不前的这种、可以说轮回吗？我们就能改变自己的未来。Okay? And then last but not least, pattern 也可以用在表示 a design made from repeated lines, shapes, or colors, 也就是图案。比如说呢 I like doodling Zen tangle patterns when I feel stressful. I like doodling Zen tangle patterns when I feel stressful. 之前很流行那个叫做缠绕就叫做 Zen tangle, Zen tangle,、两个 Zen, Z-E-N 就是缠 ,Tangle 就是绕来绕去然后两个字组在一起就是缠绕 ,Zen tangle. So I like doodling Zen tangles, 好我喜欢随手乱画一些缠绕风的东东 when I feel stressful, 好当我有压力的时候 I like doodling Zentangle patterns when I feel stressful. Okay, I believe we have reached the end of today's session. Thank you all for being so awesome. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always. And I will see you guys next time.